This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
We'll update the federal budget, still a work in progress, plus money lessons from a classic holiday movie. I'm David Brancaccio. First, congressional leaders unveiled a $1.7 trillion government spending bill overnight. It should avert a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer got a look.
The legislation gives more money to defense than non-defense programs. According to a summary of the bill released by Senate Democrats, the measure would send more than $800 billion to the Pentagon. There's more than $700 billion for non-defense discretionary programs, including a 22% increase for medical care for veterans, plus more money for SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, and child nutrition programs, along with housing assistance for seniors and people with disabilities. There's also more emergency assistance for Ukraine and NATO allies, along with funding for recovery from drought, hurricanes, flooding, and other natural disasters in the U.S. The bill would also ban the use of TikTok on federal government devices, and it would overhaul the federal electoral vote counting law. Both the House and Senate need to pass the bill and send it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a midnight deadline Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets, S&P futures are up slightly, not even 2 points. Dow futures are up 22 points, less than a tenth percent. NASDAQ futures are down 0.2%. Crude oil is up more than 1%, above $76, with China working to dial back COVID restrictions. Later today, the House Ways and Means Committee will vote on whether to publicly release the tax returns of Donald Trump. The Supreme Court cleared the way for this. For decades, other presidents have published their returns. New York Times reporting had found that the former president had paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years because his accounting showed him tending to lose more money than he made. For our Econ Extra Credit project this month, instead of a documentary, we're watching director Frank Capra's holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life, from 1946. Central to the plot is the family business, Bailey Brothers Building and Loan Association. Here's the boss, George Bailey, played by James Stewart, who tells this to unsettled customers.
You're thinking of this place all wrong, as if I had the money back in a safe. The money's not here. Well, your money's in Joe's house, that's right next to yours, and in the Kennedy house, and Mrs. Maitland's house, and 100 others. You're lending them the money to build, and then they're going to pay it back to you as best they can. Now, what are you going to do, foreclose on them?
We're joined by a professor who studied building and loans, not to be confused with savings and loans. David Mason is a history professor at Georgia Gwinnett College. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So do you like the character's explanation there? Does it help you understand what a real building and loan was?
Absolutely. It was basically an association that was member-owned. The individuals joined with the primary goal of becoming homeowners. And they did it by making monthly payments toward shares in the association. And those payments would then be lent back to them as the form of a home mortgage. And over the course of, say, 7 to 12 years, they would end up owning their own home.
So it was an institution that had an important role in what sounds like economic development of a very local area.
Absolutely. People would form them to be part of their local community. And home ownership was part of that status of, quote, becoming a true American.
And in the film, the greedy villain runs many things in that town. He has his fingers in a lot of pies, but he also has a more conventional bank. You could see how a building and loan might be seen as competitive to a commercial bank.
It was. Building loans needed the banks as a form of liquidity for meeting daily needs, but they were very separate in terms of what they lent to. Banks could not or often would not lend to homeowners because these were long-term commitments, and banks tended to make short-term loans. Building loans, on the other hand, they were all about providing mortgages. So there was a friendly rivalry, but, you know, in the movie, Mr. Potter wanted it all.
What happened to building and loan associations? They didn't really make it out of the Great Depression, did they?
Well, building and loans basically transitioned into what we call savings and loans today. It was part of a process that the industry went through after the Great Depression to kind of like reorganize and unify itself and become in some ways more professional. Because, you know, in the movie, the Bailey Brothers building and loan really looks like a family business. And that was part of the appeal. But in the post-war era, the industry leaders wanted the savings and loans to be more like banks.
Yeah, especially since that's when deposit insurance, the FDIC, comes in. And if the government's going to backstop some of this money that people have in institutions like this, it's going to want a certain level of rigor.
Yes, the savings loan industry or the building loan industry lobbied for and got deposit insurance just for savings and loans in 1935. They also got a federal charter for the federal savings and loans. So this is all part of that process of kind of like revamping and modernizing the building loan image.
Now, of course, savings and loans run into trouble. That defines the latter half of the 1980s, this gargantuan government unwinding of parts of that system.
Absolutely. The problem with the savings and loans was deregulation. They basically let the institutions make loans on almost anything they wanted. And that led to all forms of corruption, fraud, but also just plain old bad lending decisions.
David Mason is a history professor at Georgia Gwinnett College. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
And you can follow along for Teachable Moments from usually documentary films. We'll get back to those next month. Sign up for our free Econ Extra Credit newsletter. Many have, the more the merrier, at marketplace.org/newsletters. And if you're sitting in your car doing a bad Jimmy Stewart impression right now, no shame in that. I'm with you. David Brancaccio here. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.